Noticing where awareness is, which of the Brahma Viharas it is inclining to or resting in. What the felt experience in the body is. And then reflecting now, although much of the retreat unfolds spontaneously, as a training focus, we call one or the other divine abodes or Brahma Viharas forward to immerse in it, connect and immerse, and know it as it is from within. Much like a symphony. Sometimes it's the string section coming forward, sometimes percussion, sometimes the horn section, and always the silent presence of the equanimous conductor. Keeping it in balance, keeping it the harmony. So that's an experiment in knowing how the Brahma Viharas work as one mind stream. Call them all up. May the Brahma Vihara Dhammas arise. Having no preference for one or the other. Simply getting a sense for the symphony of the Brahma Vihara Dhammas as they respond to moment experience. If you wish, you can direct it to a familiar place or refuge in the body, or a Brahma Vihara subject, or the space around you. But just see which one or ones come forward, or all of them. Within the held balance of the symphony conductor. It's like the music plays on its own. The warmth and connection of metta is just there, inseparable from the mind-knowing stream. Likewise, the sister Brahma Vihara Karuna, care or fearless compassion, always there, so allow them all to step forward, mudita, appreciative and empathetic. Joy. All held in balance and in strength by upekkha. Just being the Brahma Vihara mind stream. And then if you're ready, I invite you to, while being in touch with this mind stream, Brahma-vihara mind stream, call up the practice of moment-to-moment mindful presence of things as they really are. This is the satipatthana vipassana. Vipassana, seeing things as they really are, arising and changing moment to moment. And the satipatthana, standing in the present moment with an unconditional awareness, a non-judging, uniquely tuned to exactly this moment only. And then focus on the Brahma-vihara mind stream as changing phenomena. You feel or see or know in the body, in the heart stream, the arising and passing of Brahma-vihara. So we're adding the element of wisdom, that instead of connecting, sustaining, and abiding in the Brahma-viharas, we're now connecting and sustaining in their changing nature. And notice the changing nature of sensations connected with the Brahma-viharas in the body. Sound, vibration, thought, formations, emotion. Their momentariness. They appear, express their nature, and vanish. The moment they're touched with awareness, sometimes before they can be touched with awareness. Feel free to experiment, go back if you need to, where you feel familiar and safe with one or other of the Brahma-viharas. Abide, fulfill the sense of the body container or senses filling with the energy of the Brahma-vihara. And then once again, intentionally call up the insight awareness. What is the actual momentary experience? Seeing a metta moment appear, connect, disappear, and then another one, or a karuna moment, or mudita. Or simply the changing flow of serenity, peaceful, abiding equanimity. seen all dhammas, all phenomena in their true nature. Everything changes, nothing stays the same. Moment to moment, letting go.